Good morning, church. I'm so glad to see all these lovely faces. It's the day after Christmas. Let's praise our God. If y'all don't mind standing and singing with us. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue confess. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow at his name. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue confess. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow at his name. There is no other name. No name by which we're saved. There is no other name but Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue confess. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow at his name. Every knee shall bow at his name. Every knee shall bow at his name. Great job, y'all. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your heart to God saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall arise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Love of so many cold, losing their home of gold. This in God's word is told, evils abound. When their signs come to pass, nearing the end at last, it will come very fast, trumpets will sound. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall arise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye, homeward we know we'll fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, reaching me in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Please be seated.
Will you pray with me? Our God and our Creator, we thank you for this day and for the blessings of life. We thank you for Christ, for his sacrifice, for his love, for his mercy, for his grace. Father, we thank you for our church family and each one that's gathered here. We pray your blessing will be upon them. Help us, Father, that we may be supportive and loving toward one another. in accordance with your will. Father, we pray for those that are in leadership here. We pray for our elders, for our deacons, for our teachers. We are blessed, and we pray that you'll continue to be with them, be with the search committee as they strive to find a new minister for us. We pray that all these things will be in accordance with your will. Father, we pray for those that are undergoing persecution throughout the world for the cause of Christ. We ask you to strengthen them as you see their need. Help us to pause, to be reflective of the appreciation of the freedom we have, and help us to always do it, use it in a way that is productive and draws us closer to you and to one another. We pray you will be with the speakers this morning. Help them have a quick recall of the things they wish to share. Help us have attentive ears and to listen. And to help us each that we might always strive to do your will in all things. It is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Amen. I need to remind myself not to start off so high on some of these first songs. They're difficult to get to so early. The song before communion. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Singing alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good morning. You know, we're right in the middle of the gift-giving season. We give gifts to our neighbors, and we even give gifts sometimes people we don't even care much about. And nobody knew how to give gifts or throw parties like Solomon. This is a man who really knew how to throw a party. In fact, it tells when the Queen of Sheba came to see him, she brought him gifts of the most precious spices that have ever been in Jerusalem. And I'm sure he gave her abundance because her camels were loaded when she left. And Solomon lived quite a good life. Not only throw parties, but when he built something, he built it with the finest of materials. You know, Solomon, when he used cedar, it reportedly is that the cedars of Lebanon were the best, and that's what he used. And yet, when he looked at his life, and he looked at all he had and all of his parties he had thrown, he described it as vanity. He said, you know, it's meaningless what we have. This life is meaningless. He describes this well in the book of Ecclesiastes. And in the third chapter, he gives us a truth that explains a lot about what goes on this time of year, and it's not a bad thing. First, he says, everything is beautiful in its own time. You know, I think we could write a song about that. It might become a hit. Everything is beautiful in its own time. We might change that in its own way if we were writing a song. And then he explains why the world is looking for Jesus. Because he simply says, God has placed eternity in the hearts of men. And so that would make us understand or help us understand why folks who really don't care much for religion, we don't hear them profess much about Christianity or any faith, and yet what are they looking for? In their heart, they're looking for Jesus. They're seeking a better way. And so, looking for Jesus is a good thing. It's a good thing that we talk about Jesus. It's a good thing that we raise his name up. Because you see, we're not made for this world. We're not really made for all the things that we do that seems to give pleasure. In fact, Solomon goes ahead to explain that work is the blessing. He said, if you've got work to do, that's you're being blessed. That's good. And seeking Jesus identifies us as people who are not made for this world, but made for another world, and preparing ourselves here for that world. Pretty hard to prepare ourselves, and God understood that. That's why he gave Jesus to us. He gave us Jesus to help us in this life find a more perfect way, to lead a life that is higher than the world can give us. And he did it in a perfect way. See, he came to the earth to lead a life that was a model for us. He taught us. He led us. He prepared us. He gave us a word, his word, gave us a comforter. All that happening in a span of a very few years. And yet, if we're not careful, we take it for granted and we forget about it. We live day to day not too mindful of the model that we have, of the instruction we've been given. And so he prepared for us to remember him by taking a few moments and remembering the life he lived. And we'll do that now. If you don't have a cup, I'm sure someone will find one for you. And we just kind of unpeel the one side of it, and there's the bread. And this little bitty bit of wafer, just a very little thing, is a reminder to us of the perfect life that was lived, walked among us, joked with us, talked with us, cried with us. It was his life on this earth that we remember now. Let's pray. Father, in this season of joy, help us be joyful. Remind us of the joy that comes from remembering Christ. Help us live a life that is reflective of him, that he may live in us and bring light to the world. We ask for the blessings that we give to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Kind of a profound thought to think that we are not designed for this world. We're designed for a different world, for a world of glory, of praise to God, of singing new songs, singing that new song in heaven, a land where we yearn to go. And yet we couldn't get there by ourselves. That road wasn't possible. You see, Jesus made that possible too. Not only did he live among us, but he is preparing us to go with him. And he shows us the way, and he made the road there possible because of his blood. See, we couldn't get on that road with our old selves and hung down with the baggage that we kind of accumulate in life. But he gave us a new way when he died. We died and were buried with him. And when we are buried with him, we rise to live in his kingdom and to be with him forever in eternity. And so we remember that death now as we take the cup. Let us pray. Father, it was an awfully expensive gift you gave us when you gave us Jesus. It cost you dearly. It cost him his life. We're thankful for that beyond the words that we can say. And we look forward, Father, to being with you in eternity because of him. In his name we pray. Amen.
And now is a time in our worship where we give back. We're not physically going to be giving back our blessings, our monetary blessings, due to COVID. But we have a place in the back if you so choose to participate in what God is doing in this community. I think that's a blessed time. So let's pray over the blessings that are given today so that they go out into our community and help spread the gospel. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us more than we need for most of us. And for those of us who need more because we might be hungry, especially in our community, let us be the ones that bring it to them. Let us be the ones that feed. Let us be the ones that pray over and bless those that need more. Help us acknowledge that you are in control of this money. You are in control of everything that we do in our community, Lord, and that it's not our selfish conceit, but your will be done, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, kiddos. You know what time it is. We have two classes, age 2 to 2nd grade, and 3rd grade all the way up to 6th grade. Miss Brenda Cantrell back there will take the older kids. My lovely wife, Sarah, will be taking care of the younger kids. Let's sing them out. Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven, nor what I can see when my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone, since he promised me that we never would part. All right, we have to stand for this song. We start out kind of an old time, just as I am. I need you, Lord. Just accept me, please. And then it admits that we are broken. So it's kind of the newer version on the old song. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Just as I am, I would be lost, but mercy and grace my freedom bought. And now to glory in your cross, O Lamb of God, I come. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Praise God, just as I am.
everyone. Excited that you're all here this morning. We're going to have a little bit of a different service than we typically do. And so I think that's a good thing. You know, it's one of my favorite times of the year. Really, from Thanksgiving to the end of the year, I love it. I love all the food. I love all the time with family. And, you know, as I was thinking about this morning, I'm very influenced by music. And you know, I listened to a lot of Christmas carols over the last few weeks. And it made you, if you really listen to some of the words, it really is a unique time of year, because it is, you have one song where they're singing, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." And I love that song. And then you have a song like, "I'll be home for Christmas." And the guy's like, "But only in my dreams." And it's also a very challenging and can be a very sad time of year for folks. And so, you know, but it truly is. It can be also very joyful in that we also have an opportunity to serve folks that are having a difficult time. And so we can take joy even when we recognize the challenges that are surrounding us at this time of year. But overall, you know, the truth is, I do believe that the fact that society, that the secular world that we live in, stops and recognizes Jesus' birth is a very positive thing. You know, I've grown up and I've attended a number of different churches, and some churches really go at it at Christmas time, and some churches won't say the word Christmas. And, you know, I view it as a very positive thing that that society, even maybe in a shallow way, sometimes at least stops and recognizes the birth of Christ. And so I think that's a very positive thing. You know, when you look back at the birth of Jesus, looking back, it happened very differently than probably we would design it. Obviously, you know, if you're preparing for the birth of a king, you probably wouldn't plan it in a way that it transpired. But it really shouldn't come as a surprise with how Jesus entered this world. If you're familiar at all with the Old Testament, there are prophecies for hundreds of years about the way that Jesus would enter the world. And we're going to spend a few minutes this morning, and we're going to read about some of those prophecies and the fulfillment of those prophecies. But before we do, As I was preparing, I was kind of interested in the whole idea of prophecy and of predicting in advance of how things would be fulfilled. And I was reading about one study in particular, and again, this gentleman, this scholar, said that there were more than 300 prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. So this guy, Peter Stoner, he's the chair of the Department of Mathematics and Astronomy at a college in California. And he was very passionate about biblical prophecies. So he had a number of students that began to look at 8 specific prophecies about Jesus. They came up with extremely conservative probabilities for each one being fulfilled, and then considered the likelihood of Jesus fulfilling all 8 of those prophecies. The conclusion of his research was staggering. The prospect that anyone would satisfy those 8 prophecies was just 1 in 10 to the 17th power. And so I was like, what's 10 to the 17th power? What is that really equal to? And thankfully, Carson broke it down for me, and it was 1 in 100 quadrillion were the chances that those 8 prophecies would be fulfilled if it wasn't for God's involvement in the fulfillment of those prophecies. And so the guy that did the study, he goes on to say, in one of the science journals, he described it like this. Let's try to visualize this chance. If you mark 1 of 10 tickets and place all of those tickets in a hat and thoroughly stir them and then ask a blindfolded person to draw one, the chance of that person getting the right ticket is 1 in 10. Suppose that we take 10 to the 17th power silver dollars, so I guess 100 quadrillion silver dollars, and lay them on the face of Texas. Spread them out all over Texas. They will cover the entire state of Texas, and it would be 2 feet deep. Now mark one of those silver dollars and stir the whole mass thoroughly all over the state. Blindfold a person and tell them that they can travel as far as they wish throughout Texas, but they must stop and pick up a silver dollar and say this is the right one. What chance would they have of getting the right one. Just the same chance that the prophets would have had of writing these eight prophecies and having them all come true in one man from their day to the present time, providing they wrote just using their own wisdom. So why is this important? We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. And I'm very pleased to have TJ join me on the stage today. TJ, I don't know if many of you know him, but I always visualize TJ as much shorter. He's growing up here, and now he's bigger than me. But he's going to help me with some scripture reads. And what we're going to do is I'm going to read from the Old Testament prophecy, and then TJ is going to read the fulfillment of that prophecy in the New Testament. And then we'll have a song. And we're going to do that several times. We're going to have five different prophecies that we will look at. So the first one. So this is in Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is also from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners.
Good morning, church. I don't know why Chris had me come up so early. I didn't know that he was going to have the light on for so long, but sorry about that again.
I'm just long-winded. It's all right, TJ. It's okay.
But this is from Luke 4, verse 18. This is how the prophecy was fulfilled. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed.
Perfect.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. O come, O bright and morning star, and bring us comfort from afar. Dispel the shadows of the night, and turn our darkness into light. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. O come, desire of nations bind, in one the hearts of all mankind. O bid our sad division cease, and be yourself our King of Peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
Isaiah 7:4. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
The fulfillment of that is, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Silent night, holy night, Crown yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, earth awake, silence break, high o'er anthems of melody raise, heaven and earth in full chorus of praise. Peace forever shall reign. Peace forever shall reign.
Micah 5:2 says, the Lord says, Bethlehem, you might not be an important town in the nation of Judah, but out of you will come a ruler of Israel for me. His family line goes back to the early years of your nation. It goes all the way back to days of long ago.
And the fulfillment is, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Maggie from the east came to Jerusalem.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked it up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. The star drew nigh to the northwest, over Bethlehem it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay. stay right over the place where Jesus lay. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
So, Numbers 24:17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, and a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Moab and tear down all the sons of Sheth.
Matthew 2, verses 1 and 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born the king of Jews? For we have saw the star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
All right. We need to stand for this song.
Who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of his words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds? Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Who has felt the nails upon his hand, bearing all the guilt of sinful man? God eternal, humbled to the grave, Jesus Savior, risen now to reign. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. You will reign forever. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him.
Amen. Please be seated.
Psalm 72, verses 10 and 11. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him.
Matthew 2, verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, TJ. Great job. I'll never ask you to read with me again. You sound so much better than I do. You got a way better voice than I have. So that'll never happen again. So really, what do we take from these scriptures? The fact is, these prophecies and the fulfillment of those prophecies prove that Jesus is who he said he was, who he said he was. And they also prove, without a doubt, that God had a plan of salvation for us that was in place before he even created us. God knew that that was our plan for salvation. He knew and he revealed to people throughout the history, throughout the Old Testament, of that plan. And that allows us to have confidence in knowing God's plan and what it is, and Jesus and who he is. You know, this time of year, it's kind of common as we finish the year to have a resolution. It's very common to think back maybe over your lifetime or over the last 2 years or the last 6 months of things in your life you'd like to improve. And it's common to then say, I'm going to make this resolution. Next year, I'm going to do this better. Next year, I'm going to lose 15 pounds. Next year, I'm going to do this. And the fact is, as Christians, we don't need to make a resolution for next year. I would challenge each one of us that we have a resolution each day of our lives, that when we get up in the morning, we resolve to look like Christ. We resolve to say, today, I am going to be like Jesus. And we're going to mess up. But we don't have to wait till next December 31st to say, I'm going to make a resolution to be Christ-like next year. We get to get up the next morning and say, I am going to live my life like Jesus lived his life. I am going to be an example. I am going to live my life in a manner that others see Jesus in me and they decide that they want to be a follower of Christ as well. The fact is, as Christians, we know that the most wonderful time of the year is every day. It's not December 25th or 6th or Easter Sunday. The fact is, as Christians, once we put Christ on in baptism and we live our life for Jesus, it is the most time of the wonderful time of the year each and every day. And so, as we wrap up our service this morning, in a moment, Carson will lead us in a song. I just want to encourage anyone who wants to make that decision to put Christ on in baptism, or if you have any needs at all, to come forward as we stand and sing our invitation song.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within his hand. Though men may search, they cannot find. For God alone does understand. There is a God. He is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Our God, whose son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free and evermore with him could live. There is a God. He is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am.
Amen. Stay standing.
Want to update about our search for a minister. Got some good news to report. We have identified, we being the search committee, a candidate who is willing and interested in serving as the interim preacher here. Basically, he'll fulfill the duties of just preaching on Sunday mornings for whatever time we need until we identify and potentially him, maybe not, a full-time minister at a later date. And so with the blessing of the search committee, I was asked to talk with him, and I talked with him, I guess it was the day before yesterday. His name is Steve Kenny. Steve is a professor. He teaches at OVU. He's been a preacher at a number of churches, including most recently for 7 or 8 years at the North Central Church of Christ in Indianapolis. And he is also an attorney and serves as general counsel at OVU as well. And so it is his intention to start speaking with us on and worshiping with us hopefully January 9th, but definitely by the 16th. So he will be here January 16th to help us out in the meantime. Hopefully the 9th, I'll keep twisting his arm a little bit, make sure he gets everything done he needs to. But he is a dynamic speaker. He has tremendous experience. Obviously, there's members of the search committee all over the room in here. If you see someone that you know that's been volunteering in that capacity, ask them about him. But I'm very, very excited about Steve helping us out. And I think we will all be blessed by his work here. So let's close in prayer. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for Jesus. We're thankful for his birth, his life, his death and resurrection. We're thankful for the plan of salvation that allows us to know and have confidence that we can spend eternity with you in heaven. We're thankful for our family here. We just pray that as we wind down the holiday season, that we reach out to those that we don't see, that we miss, and encourage and love on them, and help us to love and support each other throughout the year as well. Help us to be a light to the community and live our lives in a loving way so that others want to be like Jesus and see Jesus in our lives. And it's in his name we pray.